Overcoming intimidation. I find a great deal of comfort in what David wrote when he addressed this whole subject of fear. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? Psalm 27, verse 1. Please observe that David did not say the Lord gives light or the Lord provides strength. He said the Lord is light and he is strength. That is very important. We have the Lord inside us, so it makes no difference whether it is a Sunday or a Tuesday or a Saturday morning or a Thursday afternoon. He is all these things. And we don't have to be inside a church building to have them, because the Lord is, at all times, light, defense, and protection. He takes care of those things that bother me. Look at David's question, whom shall I fear? That's the normal, everyday word for fear in the Hebrew, but the next one is not, whom shall I dread? That's the word we're interested in. It means to be in awe of, to be in dread of someone, or to be intimidated. I was in my study early one morning. My wife, Cynthia, called me and said, "Honey, there's a fellow trying to get a hold of you. He really sounds depressed. He's from another state, long distance. Why don't you give him a call?" She gave me his number. I picked up the phone, dialed the operator, gave her my name and his number. He answered the phone with, "Yeah, I'll take the call." "Swindoll?" he asked. "Yes," I answered. He said, "I'm 6'6" and I weigh over 400 pounds. A little shiver went down my spine. And I replied, "Yes, sir, what can I do for you, sir?" He said, "I just heard you on your radio program, Insight for Living. You are the guy on the radio, aren't you?" "What area are you in?" I asked. He told me, and I confirmed that I was the one. He said, "I run 12 service stations, and I've fought my way through life for the past 30 years. I've been in and out of church, mostly out. There's nobody I can't whip. But down inside my skin, I'm scared to death." I was so relieved to know that was his problem. He continued, "On the radio, you talked about being free. You talked about being free from fear, even the fear of oneself. Down inside of me, there's a little boy that's scared half to death. I've worked out a way to handle this with my fists. But man, I'm scared. Can you give me some insight about this business of freedom? Freedom I really need to conquer my fear." We talked about 15 or 20 minutes, and when we were ready to hang up, he said, "I've got to go. I've got to take care of my business. Chuck, I love you." I was also relieved to hear him say that. Here was a huge man who was afraid, like the little boy down inside himself. You know what our conversation said to me? It said that even big people are fearful. Size doesn't guarantee confidence. People you look at and think are the epitome of security and self-confidence are often down inside, little caged-up boys and girls, scared of themselves and afraid to say it. Whom shall I dread? Who will intimidate me? Asked David. Little David. Not even a Goliath intimidated David, because he said the battle was the Lord's. The God of David is the God of his children today. He says, "I am your light, your salvation, your defense." Well, we reason, maybe David didn't really face the kinds of pressures I face. Let's read about them. When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though a host, he's outnumbered, encamped against me, my heart will not fear. Though war rise against me, he's overwhelmed. Psalm 27, verses 2 and 3. David was fighting alone against an army. How about that for odds? Saul's entire army was sent out to get one man. You know what I thought as I read that? I thought, that is the height of intimidation. When David slipped out of a cave and hid behind a rock, he could hear them all around him. I mean, if the Lord wasn't real to him then, he never would be. The conflict was intense. A host had encamped against him. A war had risen against him. I can hardly believe what he says next. In spite of this, I shall be confident. Psalm 27, verse 3. Maintaining confidence. Confidence does not mean self-confidence. It doesn't mean human cleverness. It doesn't even mean being smarter than other people. It means to be secure, to have assurance. The Lord was David's single source of assurance. That's where the rubber of Christianity meets the road. And you want, more than anything else, to be confident. God wants that for you too. Well, how did confidence come to David? He had one thing on his heart. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. Psalm 27, verse 4. Don't ask God for 100 things. Ask for one thing. That I shall seek. Well, what is it, David? Tell me fast. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. What, you mean I've got to live in a church building? You know that that's not what he means, because he's out in the field running for his life. Look further. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. Now don't miss it. Dwelling in the house and meditating in the temple. Read on.